Hello?
Hi, this is Phil from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? First one is, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And this weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Second one is, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
Lower drug costs, and they care about helping people.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Roy Cooper.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Don Davis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Not so favorable.
Thank you. Lori Buckout.
Who?
Lori Buckout.
I'm not familiar.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's not a Democrat.
So, in this case, would you say, are your opinion for him very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
It would be somewhat.
Thank you. In this year's presidential election, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I still would like to keep that kind of pride. What company do you work for?
Sorry?
I said, what company do you work for?
Yes. I work for Opinion Research. This is just a study survey. All your answers as well are confidential.
Right.
Okay.
So what was the last question?
Yes. In this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I vote for a Democrat.
Thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Stein.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
I do.
Thank you. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, check cashing outlet, or other institution.
Credit Union Bank.
Thank you. Next, here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teach at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. So this statement for you is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small business loans. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans who increase healthcare benefits and get college loans. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. And he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior enlisted service members. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive. How many more questions do I have, buddy? Because I have to go to work.
Well, honestly, maybe around 10 minutes more. I will try to do this as quick as I can.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of here. I didn't realize it was going to take this long, buddy.
Okay, no worries. I do understand. But thank you as well for your time and your cooperation. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you. Bye for